Okay, Makor Patish. We're discussing the Malach of Makor Patish. We mentioned that Makor Patish is when you put on the finishing touches to anything, or when you fix something that is not working, or you add something to an object in order to make it work better. All these are examples of Makor Patish. We pointed out that Makor Patish is really in this stage of when you're still in the stage of production of a particular item. That would be the classic example of Makor Patish. Some examples, further examples. We gave a whole bunch of examples yesterday, but here's an interesting one. You know, it's not uncommon that a zipper could get stuck if you get like threads stuck in it, right? And then it's hard to operate. It's hard to move. Can you go ahead and fix that, you know, by moving down the zipper to a better place or by taking out the thread, whatever you can do? Is that broken enough that we call this already to be tikkun kli? So again, there's one of those cases where maybe you might have had room to view it both ways. So I saw in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Chazon Ovadia, that's Rav Ovadia Yosef, that they both permitted. They both allowed it. Here's another case, which is actually a dispute. Let's say you have a ball, which you can inflate. It's an inflatable ball. Think of like a basketball. Never mind the issue of playing sports on Shabbos, or a dodgeball. One of those balls are used for, you know, it's not called a dodgeball, but whatever. One of those balls are used for a dodgeball. So it's an inflatable ball. So can you inflate it on Shabbos? So in Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa, and also again in Chazon Avada, they wanted to say that to inflate it for the first time, that would be a problem of Makor Patish. Once it's already been inflated, then even if it gets deflated, it wouldn't be a problem to blow it up again. Certainly if it's not totally deflated, it's just that it needs some more air. It gets a little bit deflated. So for sure it's not a problem to inflate. There were some who disagree. What's that?
Whether it's with like that the pump or with the, like blowing into it, is there a problem like putting a needle inside there?
Sorry,
can I go like my charger?
Thank you, Rob.
Are you supposed to be in a shear now or something?
Yes, I am.
So go there.
And I'm going to.
I don't understand. No, you don't have my understanding.
I can understand that.
You don't want to understand.
Okay. In any event, okay. Yeah.
The needle.
I guess so. I guess I don't know. I guess so. So assuming you're allowed to, I mean, look, it's not. What's that?
Is there any problem putting the needle in?
I don't see why that should be a problem. If you're allowed to blow it up, I don't see why it should matter how you're blowing it up. For these things, the only way to blow it up is with the needle. Yeah, a beach ball. I think a beach ball is better than these other balls. It's more cool because it's meant to be inflated and deflated. These other balls are not really meant to ever be deflated. Just sometimes the ball comes out. What's that?
Yeah, but they're still usable. They're still usable. It's not part of the production process.
The other balls.
Let's say you have a basketball.
Yeah, you can buy a basketball which is totally deflated. You can buy that.
So
the first time you blow it, okay, yeah, and a
Hanami. I'm saying, can you put air into a ball that's a little flat?
Yeah, for sure. That I think for sure.
It's like that always comes up with the question. People are always like, oh, I don't know.
You know, Shabbos?
There's so many things.
If you're asking me if you should play ball on Shabbos, I don't think so.
There's so many that I have.
But we discussed this already. But in terms of if someone were to use the ball, I don't think the ball is muktzah, and I don't think it would be usher to add air to it. I don't think. This is not me. This is what it says in Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa, and Chazon Ovadia. Okay. You're a big boy. You should be playing basketball on Shabbos.
You should be playing basketball on Shabbos?
No. You should be playing basketball anytime. I'm kidding. Just kidding. Okay. Let's talk about some other interesting applications of this malacha. Open up to Shin Lamed Ches. Siv Gimel. Shin Lamed Ches. Siv Gimel. Yeah. Okay, Shin Lamed Chesiv Gimel Gavi, me for us.
Zuga Mika Mikash Kish Le Shalos Asui Al Yidei Mish Kalos Mutar Lear Ho Vilaha Kino Mi Beod Yom Kide Sheyaleh Vikash Kish.
Okay, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to set a clock or a watch so that it should be able to tell the time on Shabbos. Talking about one of those wind-ups that you have to, you know, you have to wind it up every so often. No, every day, let's say, in order for it to work. So you can wind it up before Shabbos so that it will continue to operate on Shabbos, even if it makes noise when it operates, you'd be allowed to do that. What's that?
You wind up on
Shabbos? Oh, so what about on Shabbos? It says Mibod Yom. What does Mibod Yom mean? While it's still day, that means Friday. Mibod Yom is terminology that means before Shabbos. So look at the Mishnah Berurah Tezvav. Go ahead, Gabi. Mishnah Berurah Tezvav. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, what about winding it on Shabbos? Well, if it already ran out of steam and it's not keeping the time anymore, then for sure it's usher to wind it on Shabbos. That might even be an issa deraisa of tikkun mana, because you have this kli which is not working anymore, and now you're going to give it what it needs to work. Elo afilu.
But you're not adding anything except for like kinetic energy.
Okay. Yeah.
Ela afilu beodo halich asur gam kain limshoch hamishkalos shelo yifsok hilucho im lo litzorech chole hatzarich lachach.
Okay, but even while it's still working, you still can't wind it so that it will last for longer, according to the Mishnah Berurah. There are other poskim who disagree with this. And they hold one second that if it's still working, you'd be allowed to wind it to give it extra time. Yes?
Why is that any different than the Shabbos clock, the Shabbos timer?
Why is it any different than the Shabbos timer? The reason is that you're giving it something right now, which is measurable. You're giving it energy. In the Shabbos timer case, you're not giving it anything.
You're allowing the flame to stay there for a while.
Okay, but you're just allowing the circuit is complete. And the timer will automatically break the circuit at a particular time. And you yourself are just making that break happen later. You're making it not happen yet. Here, you're adding energy to the mechanism right now. So that's different. Okay, that's different. Yeah.
Just because you're talking about watches, if your watch stops, right, it's one of those automatic.
Yeah.
Let's say you just wear it for the time. Would you have to take it off if it stops?
If it's not the type of watch that you would wear for style, then it would be muktzah.
And you can't.
You shouldn't wear it. Yeah, you should muktzah.
If you say that it's one you wear for style, that takes away the muktzah.
If you're wearing it for style, so you know theoretically, I know people who have worn their watch even though it wasn't telling time. So yeah, you know, I've known that.
Watch.
Okay, Duvid even Duvid did that once. So then it's not muktzah. It's like a bracelet.
So you have to wear it for style in order for it to be okay.
If it's not telling the time.
Oh, it's not telling time. If it's telling time, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, but what about watches that, look, Lamaisa, most of the watches we wear nowadays are not the wind-ups. Anybody here wear a wind-up watch?
Yeah,
Mink, of course, Minkovich. He wears the wind-up. But most of us are not so fancy.
You're allowed to wind up on Shabbos?
No, we just said you can't wind. which
other stuff?
We just said that if it's still operating, the Mishnah Berurah says it's also to give it extra windings on Shabbos, and there are poskim who disagree with that.
Can you do other things though on the
wall? Oh, so let's talk about it. So by us, usually most of us wear battery-operated watches, I assume. So obviously to change the battery on Shabbos, that no one doesn't have a minute, that'd be mutter. Of course that's usher. But a more relevant question is, what if you want to adjust the time? You see that the time, you're a few minutes off. You're a few minutes off. Okay, so it depends. Many watch mechanisms in Achanami, in order to change it, you got to pull out the thingy, and then that stops the operation. And then when you push it back in, then it will start the operation again, so then that is for sure a problem. That's like detaching something from, you're basically detaching it from the battery and then reattaching it to the battery. It's a problem. Okay, that's a problem. Some watches don't work that way. Some watches, it's still operating the entire time, but you can just move the hand.
Yeah, mine's still operating.
Your what?
Mine still operates with the, you do
it. Yours still operates when you change it, okay? So then, if you have a watch like that, then the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos argues that, one second, that changing the time is permitted. He holds that it's not considered to be Tikkun Mana. Either because it's still useful even if it doesn't have the exact right time, because you can, if you know how far off it is, you can always make that calculation. So it's still useful to you because it does indicate something. And also, he says, you're not doing anything to the guf ha-watch. You're just moving the hand, which is... Anyway, he thinks it's mutter to change the time as long as it doesn't stop the operation. That's what it says in Shmir Shabbos.
So the same thing before the date, like changing the date of the day on the watch?
I don't think the date should be any different. Yep.
The date usually doesn't stop.
What about the more modern watches? The ones that are buttoned... activate them. So those are for sure.
Well, obviously, pressing the buttons. If you have like a digital watch, of course, that's a problem.
Would that be allowed to wear on Shabbos?
Yeah, you can wear it on Shabbos. You can still wear it.
Yeah, you might actually have like one of the.
That's not so common. I don't think so. So if you do, that would be misasik. I don't think we have to say you can't wear it. Okay, there are watches bizmanenu. Which get their power from your movement, the movement of your hand, or from solar powered. What's that?
Citizen.
Citizen.
I have one.
You have a watch like that?
Citizen watch. It's pretty awesome. It's solar powered.
Solar powered. Okay.
So what?
Apartment still present?
Yeah, still working.
Even though
here
in the shade, it
stores
up to like 8 months worth of
battery. In Shmir Shabbos and Chazon Ovadia, they allow wearing the such watches on Shabbos. They allow it.
You're actively calling it to charge when you step outside.
They allow it anyway. This relates back to our discussion from Dafai and Zion and Billy's.
Right.
And the whole photo, same as the glasses, the photo gray glasses. Shmir Shabbos permits it. Hazor Avadya permits it. I'm willing to permit it also. Who am I? I'm just telling you what they're doing, what they say. Okay. Shlomo Zalman Horbach and Avad Yosef said it was mutter. Okay. Beseder. The Malacha of Tikkun Kli. Oh, before we say that, just a couple of further Ha'aras. Okay. Adding something to an already existing kli to make it work better is going to be a problem of tikkun kli. So a couple of examples brought in Shmir Shabbos. You have oftentimes in places you have the chairs have like these rubber things on the bottom, so it shouldn't scratch the floor, it shouldn't make noise. So to add those on Shabbos would be a problem. That would be a problem of tikkun mana. If it was on already, and now it falls off, it's mistaber to me that should be mutter to put it back on.
Common theme.
It's mistaber to me. If it's a sticky one, then if it's a sticky one, then not. Okay. Similarly, another example he gives is to put oil on a squeaky door, so that should be a problem as well. Yes.
Is a woman allowed to, if a bray
priest litter necklace is open, fastened around the heart, for example, because it's not before, like, it was completely incomplete, and then you turn it into almost a clay.
I'm not understanding. The thing is...
Put on a necklace or put on a bracelet on Shabbos.
You're allowed to put on a bracelet or a necklace on Shabbos. Yeah, why not?
Because he's saying because you're completely open, you're closing
it, you're making it into a complete object.
So good. This is actually the next point I wanted to make, which is that we already saw this in Shulchan Aruch about Bona, but it relates as well to Makel Patish, which is a Kli that is meant to function in such a way that you attach and detach,
like a zipper,
like a door, like a window, like lots of things, like a folding chair. Okay, that's not called Makel Patish. It's not called Bona. It's not called Makel Patish. Okay, that's how bracelets work. You take it apart. You put it back together. It's like doing up your belt or something, or buttoning your shirt. Okay, that is though. That's for sure permitted. Yes.
So again,
all depends on the type of clock. The one that we have over here is a type that you can turn the hands without it stopping the operation, so that would be permitted. Okay, good.
You think it's ever going to be coming out if you can use umbrellas or
shawls? No, I don't think so.
Why not? I think so much sense to be able to use it. There's no reason why it shouldn't be.
Look, there are posts. We didn't get into all the nitty gritty. There are posts who really claim that it's actually usher, even Bismarck is that.
Why?
There are posts who claim that.
Also, you open and close it all the time.
Yeah.
You open and close it all the time.
It's going to be like one of those progressive communities going to start doing it, and then like someone's going to visit like their aunt in the progressive community and say, oh, they all do it. And then
once they do it in the progressive community, it's going to be assumed to be Yehargal Yahweh for everybody else. That'd be the worst thing. The only way for it to become mutter is they're going to be like a sect of chassidus that's going to start doing it. And then it'll be like stark to be makel. It'll be stark to be makel on it or something.
Sfari
and Nachasina. I don't know. Okay. This malacha of Makeh B'Patish is one which has inspired lots of Gzeres D'Rabbanan. Shema Yisakein. Okay, lest you come to do the malacha of Tikkun Mana. So let us look together in Simen Shin Lamed Ches.
Is Tikkun is repairing? Is that different from striking the final blow?
It's the same malach.
Oh, Makeh B'Patish is striking the final blow, right?
Yeah. Shin Lamed Ches Siv Aleph. Shin Lamed Ches Siv Aleph. Now, just to give you background, the Gemara says in Maseches Erevin that there is a dispute about the following issue: making noises on Shabbos. I'm not talking about talking, but producing sound in other ways. Hashmoas kol. Okay, not with your mouth, in other ways. So is that always usher on Shabbos? Or is it only usher if it's a kol shel shir? Or, for example, if you're using a kli which is meant for shir. Like, for example, are you allowed to knock on someone's door on Shabbos? Machlokas in the Gemara.
But what about banging on the table?
So we all, one second, one thing at a time. We're getting there. One thing at a time. So we are Makel. We assume you're allowed to knock on someone's door on Shabbos. However, that still involves an Isser of, meaning there still is an Isser of Hashemah's call. So what are the circumstances of this Isser? What are the parameters of this Isser? So look here in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Aleph. We really have to combine Shin Lamed Ches and Shin Lamed Tes. I'm not sure why the Shulchan Aruch separated them. It seems that they're very closely connected. So, Duvid, go ahead.
Shin Lamed Ches?
Yeah.
Hashmas kol b'chlei shir asur.
Okay, number one is that you're not allowed to produce any sound with a musical instrument. That's a clay shear. Okay, you're not allowed to produce any sound with a musical instrument. Continue on. Now, what's the reason for this, by the way? Sorry to interrupt. What's the reason for this? Well, the reason is that we are concerned that you will be misaken a kli. Continue on.
Aval hakish al hadeles b'chlei shir asur.
But to knock on somebody's door, if it's not derech shir, that would be permitted. Apparently, if it is derech shir, even that would be a problem. So to go ahead and to knock on someone's door with a whole beat, a musical beat, so maybe that would be a problem.
Shabbos lunch is ruined.
Hold on 1 second. We're not up to Shabbos lunch yet. Okay, continue on. Continue on. Duvid.
In the Ramah. V'chein im lo avid ma'ase sharif.
So too, if you're not doing a ma'ase. Okay, a ma'ase involves other parts of your body besides your mouth. Continue on. V'chein
elu shakarin l'chabrehen v'tzach tzufin v'fi elu tzipor.
Yeah.
It's modern Hebrew.
Okay.
It's like just chatter.
It's safe, but here he doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean chatter. He means whistle. So the Rama says to whistle on Shabbos is permitted. There are some who write that this is so pashut that that can't even be what he... It can't just be that he's telling you that's mutter to whistle. So some say the chiddush he's telling you is that even to whistle like with your hand, with your fingers in your mouth, would be permitted. In any event...
What about not with your fingers in your mouth? Can you play a song like with your hands?
Hold on 1 second. One thing at a time. Okay? You need to give me... You need to give me 5-10 minutes over here. Okay? So hold on 1 second. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Okay. So you're allowed to whistle on Shabbos. You're allowed to make sounds with your mouth. You're allowed to talk. You're allowed to sing. Okay? That's permitted. Continue on. So the Rama writes that you're not allowed to use a door knocker thingy on Shabbos.
It's not really a problem. Okay,
because he says even though you're not doing a biderech shir, it's a kli which is miyuchad for hashmas kol. Even though it's not musical, it's a kli which is miyuchad, which the whole point of it is to produce sound. So you're not allowed to use a kli, the whole point of it is to produce sound. So for example, a whistle. It's not a particularly musical, you know, thing. You wouldn't call it a musical instrument. But the whole point of it is to produce sound. So you're not allowed to use a whistle on Shabbos. Okay, or anything else. Oh, some baby toys. They, you know, they're meant to, like, you know,
shake
and go like that. So the babies can do it, but a person shouldn't go ahead and do that in order. You know,
there's a thing that makes one of those squeak sounds. You cannot do it.
Shouldn't do that. I wouldn't say you should do that. Yeah. Okay. The Seder. Continue on. Okay. So you can knock directly on the door as opposed to using a kli amiyuchad l'chach. This would again apply to all other types of things which are amiyuchad l'chach, bells, whistles, and the like. If a person, Rachman Litzlan, is in the hospital and the only way he can get medical attention is by doing so, so then the Shmir Shabbos writes there might be room to there'll be room to allow that. But otherwise, a person should not do that. Now, there's another side of the equation, which is... What about without a kli? Just with your with a kli, which is not miyuchad l'chach, or just with your hands and the like. So here we turn over to Shin Lamed Tes Seif Gimel. Shin Lamed Tes Seif Gimel. Avi. Read for us.
Lahagos kaf al kaf el kaf below masafkin. Lahagos kaf al yarech yarech below markit markit.
Mirakdin.
Close your mouth. You might want to close your ears for this story.
Gizera shema yizake yizakein kumta.
Kleishir. Okay, so he says that this is again. You have to give me a few more minutes before you ask questions. Before you jump on this. So he says, you're not allowed to clap on Shabbos, you know, one hand on another, you're not allowed to clap your hand on your thigh, you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. This is, I don't know what's funny about this.
Are you on the,
his baby claps his hand on his thigh, are you? On the
eighth. Okay. One second. And this is all a gzeira. This is all like Zera Shema Yisakein Clay Shear.
You can't dance.
1 second. Now, the Mishnah Brura back in Shin Lamed Ches, if you look back in Shin Lamed Ches, the Mishnah Brura points out this is not as chomer as playing a musical instrument. Playing a musical instrument or using a kli which is meant for producing sound, that's also no matter what sound you're producing. In this case, clapping and the like, that's only usher if you are producing a sound which is derech simcha v'shir. Okay? Mm-hmm. Only if it's in a with a beat in a way which is related to song and simcha. Because then we're concerned you might just crack out the instruments and be mizakin klei shir. Okay, so what this means is as follows. If you're clapping as applause for something, or if you're clapping or to get someone's attention, that would be permitted. That's not called derech shir or derech simcha. On the other hand, if you're clapping because you're singing and you're clapping along with the song, or if you're drumming on the table, you know, with a beat, so that's exactly what we're talking about here, that the Shulchan Aruch says one should not do. Continue on, please. So it's here in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Kederech hamishorerin. Yeah. Okay, so whether you're, it's not just clapping, it's hitting your hand on anything, on a table, or using nuts to make noises for a tinok, like the rattle that we mentioned before. Okay, all of this is aser gezeiro shema yisakein klei shir. Continue on. Okay, to clap like this, like one hand instead of palm on palm, palm on the back of your hand, that's mutter. Why should that be mutter? So the answer is that when they made the whole point of this iser is that it's a gzera, because you might get carried away and break out the instruments and be mesak and kleshir. But if you're doing it in unusual fashion, kilachar yad, so then it's already in your mind that it's different. That today's it's clearly on your mind, so you're clearly not going to get carried away. They never made that part of the gzera. Now, 1 second, I'm not taking questions yet. Read the Ramah. Who wants to read the Ramah for us? Josh, read for us the Ramah.
Daha dim sapkin umarkadin.
Merakdin.
Merakdin. Hayidnam velo machinam.
So what's pshat that nowadays people clap and dance on Shabbos and we don't make a whole mecha, the Ramah asks.
You're singing along.
Go ahead. So he says, mutav shi shogin vayim mezidin. What does that mean?
Don't tell them.
So we have a concept in Halacha that when there's a gzeh, where there's an iser that people don't know about, and we know for sure they're not going to listen to us and do the right thing, so better that they should be over b'shogeg as opposed to being over b'mezid. Okay, so that's what he applies over here. Mutav shei yishogegin v'alyu mezidin. Continue on.
Continue on.
Okay, so then this is quoting Tosis. Tosis suggests that maybe Bismanazeh, the whole Israel doesn't apply. We are not Bikin Bikleshir. We don't really know how to use Mekleshir anyway. We don't really do instruments. There's no chashash of us being Mesakin Kleshir. This whole chashash is no longer relevant, and therefore maybe it's all mutter. And the Ramah says, Efshir, that maybe this is the reason that they were knowing to be Megel. If you look in the Mishnah Bhure, so he writes here, Lahakel Bakol and Sif Koton Yud.
Haila Tawakol Kayal Tipuav, the Sipuk, the Rikud, the Law, Shard Varim, and his car in the Save Zeb, a few of the Tipuav, the Rikud, and Kedal and Yakaminak Shalom in Pomitzah, El Mishum, Hanaklan.
Okay, so the Mishnah Bhure thinks that it's not Kedai to rely on this. Okay, Shalom Mako Mitzvah. We'll discuss what that means momentarily.
This is also
So the Mishnah Brura is not thrilled about this heter of that doesn't apply bizman hazeh. Okay, the emes is it's a little bit hard to understand. We know that gzeiras derabanan apply until they are formally revoked by a Sanhedrin, even if the reason for which they were implemented no longer is relevant. So how can Tosfos come along and say that this gzera doesn't apply anymore? So you have to say, so apparently some gzeras, they were never really instituted across the board. They were only instituted, the reason was written into the gzera. The gzera said, whenever the following conditions apply, we're making the following gzera. Okay, so it's not that the gzera is off is revoked. It's still on the books. It's just that the conditions there was implemented al tanai, and the tanai is not relevant bizman hazeh. But how do you know that this is one of those? This is such a gzera. The Gemara doesn't give any indication that that's the case. So it's a pretty big kiddush of Tosfos to say that this doesn't apply bizman hazeh.
The whole prohibition against playing musical instruments. Entirely?
No. Musical instruments, for sure, you can't play on Shabbos. He's talking about clapping and dancing on Shabbos. Okay? So, la'alocha, the recommended practice is not to clap and dance on Shabbos, not to beat on the table with a beat. If someone does so, it's not that they don't have anyone to rely on. There are those who justify this minig la'akel. Naruch HaShulchan justifies, Moshe Feinstein says you shouldn't think that a person is a Baal Aveira. It's justifiable. However, if you're asking me what's recommended, it's not recommended. Unless you do a Kalach HaYad, you can do a Kalach HaYad. Okay? Now, we have to see here the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Ches. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Ches. Zach, look at the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Ches, about dancing.
Which
thing? Shin Lamites, Sivkot and Ches.
It said before that if Yom Simcha Torah Mutar Larked Vishasha Mimusim De Torah Mishim Kibbutz Torah Kevan De Leipa De Ela Mishim Shavuot Aval Bishar Simcha Shavuot Kigon Benisuin Afilo Hachiyasor Vigam Lechbutz Torah Ain Kedai Latir Ela Tipoch Berikub Velo Kishkush Bo Tamonim Bezugim Choshkin Shach Kulishir.
Okay, so the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Beis Yosef and others on Simchas Torah. What about Simchas Torah? We're known to dance and clap on Simchas Torah. So apparently, they suspended the Yisr on Simchas Torah. Chazal suspended this Yisr because we're dancing L'chvod HaTorah. So it's permitted to clap and dance on Simchas Torah. It wouldn't say that you're permitted to play instruments or to do anything else, but to dance and clap, that is permitted on Simchas Torah. This is the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura writes, other mitzvahs, however, even the Makom mitzvah, we would not be makel on clapping and dancing. There are some poskim who suggest that just like we're makel for Simchas Torah, maybe you can be makel for other makel mitzvahs. Maybe for Sheva Brachas, Chasen Kala. There are those who suggest that. There is a fairly radical Hasidish tshuva of the Minchas HaLuzer, who writes that sometimes the dancing itself can be a mitzvah. You know, if you're doing so in order to, etc. So he thinks that's mutter as well. That's its own avoda. Rav Avadya Yosef has harsh words for the Minchas HaLuzer. Very harsh. He thinks that he made this up and it's a joke. But that's the Minchas HaLuzer. So, la'alocha as follows. First of all, what's the definition of dancing? So, what we do here in the yeshiva on Friday night, so sometimes in Shabbosim they have a little rikud. What's up with that? So, so the answer is no. The answer is like that: the ring that goes around the outside of the Beis HaMedrash, that's not called dancing. That's called walking. At most, it's called walking with a sway. That's not called dancing. Dancing, the Yerushalmi says, is you pick up one foot and put down the other foot. In other words, your feet are not really on the ground together at the same time. That's at a faster pace. Now they're moving at a faster pace, a little bit of a faster clip. Yeah, the thing that we do, we basically are just walking around with a sway. Okay, but once you're getting a little more labor dick, like sometimes the around the bima circle over there, that's already dancing. Okay, so is it possible to say that it's a balavera and a person? No, chas v'shalom, we're not saying that it's a balavera. It's not that it's completely unjustifiable. There are poskim who justify it. If you're asking me, do I recommend it? No, I don't recommend it.
Nobody ever receives shir gets in the middle of the dance.
That's correct. Yeah. So to bang on the table with a beat, I don't recommend it on Shabbos. To clap, I don't recommend on Shabbos in regular fashion. To dance, I don't recommend on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Okay. When I asked Rav Lichtenstein about it, that's what he said. But he said he's not knowing to go ahead and start yelling at people and throwing stones at them. No, I'm kidding. You know, and saying, Shabbos. He doesn't give people Musar. Because Lamai said there are poskim who justify. The Aruch HaShulchan or Moshe Feinstein gives I don't think he's recommending it, L'chatchila, but he gives a justification. He says, it's not crazy. Okay? But the majority of you seems to be not in favor of this. That's what the Mishnah Brura writes. That's the majority view. Okay, that's the basic rundown of clapping and dancing. Yes.
We said before though that you're on the clap to get people's attention.
Yeah, it's only clapping since it's not. You're not using a kli, which is miyuchel lechach, is only usher if it's in a beat or biderech shir. Yeah.
What about during davening?
No, during Shmoneh Esrei, it's always usher. Yeah.
To get Hashem's attention or something.
No, you don't need to get Hashem's attention by clapping. Okay. Yeah.
So what if you clap and you're singing at the same time? Is that impacted at all? I heard if you're singing along, it's fine.
Well, if you're singing, it's probably worse. If you're clapping with a beat, if you just give a one clap, you know, just because you're so excited, right. So you just give a clap, so then that's not derech shir. I think that would probably be mutter. But if you're clapping along with the song, so then that's also, that's what the isser is. There's no isser, inherent isser of clapping.
Okay. I'm saying if you're singing while clapping.
Singing while clapping, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're clapping along to the song, that's an isser.
You clap along to the song without singing.
It doesn't matter. No, if you're singing, it's still awesome. It doesn't change anything.
I just don't see that.
Singing part. Along with it doesn't change anything whatsoever. Yeah.
What if you have one of those things that it's sort of like a wind? I don't know what it's called, but like in the wind, it like
wind
makes
wind
yeah, chime.
Wind
right.
chime. Okay.
What about that? Is that fine on Shabbos? Or?
Well, you're asking if it's mutter for the wind to blow.
Have it. No. Okay. If it's usher to have it.
No, I don't think it's usher to have it.
Can you whistle? Can you play songs with your hands?
Play songs with your hands. Yeah. Meaning what exactly?
I'll show you like this. Like that. It's not because you're not. Your mouth is not whistling. I'm just blowing air out of my mouth. But
do it without your hands. Let's see what happens.
It's the air.
It's old skill.
The air goes through my fingers and makes my hand into like a whistle, basically.
You're making a cleese in
basically. Or I could just do it a simple whistle. I could change the pitch though, because I can
song. Could. I would suspect that if it's, you know, since it's your body, it's not a klee. I'm a yuchel lechach, so then if you're doing it biderech shir, it would be a problem. And if not, it would not be a problem.
Is it also due to tempo an issue?
What do you mean?
Like going this with the song.
Okay, so to tap your foot, if you're doing it in a way that makes noise and it goes along the song as a beat, so that's a problem. If you're just keeping tempo for yourself,
so
that's okay. Yeah.
If you do it with your finger.
Yeah. Or with your foot, as long as you're not, you know, it's not making
the whole instrument thing. Nobody has instruments in the bass.
Listen, Gabe has a treasure trove of...
First of all, Dabka in a place like this, you cannot claim that we're not Biki and Bechle Shir. We are Biki and Bechle Shir, Bizman Hazeh. I don't know. This heter of Tosis is Shver.
No one's going to go upstairs, go home, get their guitar, and bring it.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Some pretty
in any event, Lani's Daiti. It makes sense, but even if it doesn't, the Gzera still stands, according to the vast majority of the Rishonim. Okay? So recommend it not to do this. Yeah?
You clap your hands, what is it, Kalahaya?
Yeah.
So that's mutter?
That's mutter, even with a beat.
So what about playing a guitar, like, behind your back?
No.
You're going to break it.
Okay, listen, again, we specified that there's a difference between instruments. One second. Instruments. On the one hand, that's totally us no matter what.
Only
and things which are not instruments, which are only us, or if you're doing it biderech shir. It was all part of the same gezeirah. It's not a gezeirah.
You're going to clap. You can't clap, so you might you might not bring out your guitar. Which you can't play because you might break it and
it's
you might
true,
fix it.
It's true that it's the ain goes in gzeira ala gzeira, but that's only when it's made at two different times. If they make it part of the all one gzeira, that Shem Yisak and Kleshir, we hereby outlaw the following things. Instruments ever, and using your hands to create a beat. So then that's all one gzeira. It's not a gzeira and gzeira. It's all one gzeira.
The point of the second part.
Snapping
is
the same as clapping.
Stop you from doing the first gzeira.
Okay. We'll pause here.